From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration says it's providing whatever help it can as Japan tries to cool nuclear reactors in the wake of last week's earthquake. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the administration is also offering reassurance about the safety of nuclear plants here at home.
The officials who oversee America's nuclear reactors say those plants are built to withstand earthquakes, tsunamis, and other natural disasters. They say they'll study the lessons of what's happening in Japan. But Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Poneman says the administration is not giving up on nuclear as a carbon-free energy source.
It's 20% of the electricity of this country, 70% of the carbon-free electricity. We view nuclear energy as a very important component to the overall portfolio we're trying to build for a clean energy future.
The U.S. operates more than 100 nuclear plants. Together, they provide about one-fifth of the nation's power. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The Navy says helicopter crews flying near the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant were exposed to some low levels of radiation. As a result, the military says it is moving ships away from that damaged facility as a precautionary measure. According to a spokesman for the 7th Fleet, air monitoring equipment aboard the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan indicated the warship had been exposed, and it's assumed the seven other ships traveling along with the giant carrier were as well. The Reagan has the monitoring system in order to detect possible problems with its own nuclear power unit. President Obama has offered Japan any assistance the U.S. can provide in the wake of the quake and the tsunami. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Paris, where she's meeting with representatives of the Libyan opposition. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Clinton has a host of other issues on her agenda, including the situation in Bahrain.
Among the officials Clinton met on the sidelines of a group of eight meeting in Paris was her counterpart from the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. He told reporters that his country and other Gulf states are sending troops to Bahrain to, quote, calm things down.
We have already sent roughly around 500 of our police force who are there. The Saudis are there as well. There are other Gulf countries which are going to participate to support the Bahraini government and to get calm and order in Bahrain.
The White House has urged Gulf countries to show restraint and respect the rights of protesters in Bahrain. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Paris.
Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee gathers in Washington for a one-day meeting tomorrow, at a time the U.S. economy appears to be facing growing threats abroad and domestically in the form of higher prices for food and energy. Chairman Ben Bernanke and other Fed members are expecting to debate those risks. Topping the agenda will likely be a decision on whether to continue the Fed's $600 billion bond-buying program, set to expire at the end of June. On Wall Street today, stocks fell in response to the situation in Japan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 51 points. The Nasdaq lost 14 points. The S&P 500 gave up 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. Postal Service says it's reached a tentative deal with its largest union on a new contract. If ratified by union members, the deal running through May of 2015 would cover roughly 205,000 employees. According to the union, the agreement calls for raises totaling 3.5% in three steps and would include job protections. In a separate agreement, the post office says it's still talking with 67,000 members of its National Rural Letter Carriers Association. Pakistan's former president, Pervez Musharraf, is claiming Britain gave his country the nod to use any means necessary to extract information from terror suspects. But as Larry Miller reports from London, British intelligence refutes that.
Former Guantanamo detainee Binyam Mohammed alleges Britain was aware he was being tortured in Pakistan. The London-based Musharraf told the BBC torture was sometimes necessary.
We are dealing with vicious people, and we have to get information. Now, if we are extremely decent, we then don't get any information.
The former Pakistani leader said Britain and other countries were well aware of interrogation methods, giving them what he termed tacit approval and raising no objections.
Never. Never once.
Elizabeth Manningham Bueller, former head of Britain's security agency MI5, denies that.
He's wrong. There was no tacit approval of torture.
Prime Minister David Cameron has ordered an investigation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Officials say a gunman using a high-powered rifle killed two sheriff's deputies Sunday and wounded two others during a shootout in rural Virginia. Suspected gunman Randy Newberry later died after he pulled a pistol and police opened fire. Two other sheriff's deputies remain in critical condition. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for